All right, Kay. So, let's do a quiz on love, and then we'll have a word of prayer. All right. This is going to be great. All right. On your little sheet, everyone got the green sheets, right? Did you get one of them? Okay. Okay. So, on there, there's a little place that says quiz, love quiz, and there's a bunch. You put true or false in those spots. Do not cheat. Do not look at anyone else's paper. It's not going to be handed in. It's going to be yours forever. So no one will ever know what you did. Okay, you guys ready on this? Noah, what do you think you're going to get? Seven questions. How many are you going to get right on this love quiz? So hopefully seven. Okay. All right, you guys ready? Elizabeth, you ready? Okay, here we go. Number one, true or false? Do not look on anyone's paper. Do not look, Jesse, on anyone's paper. Where's yours, Jesse? Get it out, man. Get that green thing out. There you go. Here we go. True or false? I believe that love at first sight occurs between some people. I believe that love at first sight occurs between some people. True or false? Number two. Number two. Yeah, that's right. Hide it. Hide it, Tabitha. Number two, I believe that the dating period between two people should be longer than the engagement period. I believe that people should date longer than they should be engaged. True or false? True or false? La, 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 la. Number three, I believe that if one is to marry, that God has a particular person for them to marry, and he will guide them together if they take the proper steps. I believe that if one is to marry, that God has a particular person for them to marry, and he will guide them together if they take the proper steps. True or false? Number four. I believe that people who sincerely love each other will not fight and argue. True or false? I believe that people who sincerely love each other will not fight and argue. True or false? You don't care? Number five. Number five. I believe that teenagers are capable of genuine love. I believe that teenagers are capable of genuine love. True or false? Number six, I believe it is easy to distinguish between real love from infatuation. I believe that it is easy to distinguish between real love from infatuation. And number seven, I believe that if a couple genuinely loves each other, that condition is permanent and will last a lifetime. I believe that if a couple genuinely love each other, that condition is permanent and will last a lifetime. Now, how many of you think you got seven out of seven? Uh-huh. Yeah. All right, here we go. You ready? Shout them out. I believe that love at first sight occurs between some people. Answer is false. Now, let me explain. Brother Shetler, well, I just got to tell you already, man, you haven't even started talking yet, but I already disagree with you. I know couples that have met first time and they got married. I know someone, Dr. Shetler, I know somebody that saw someone, they'd never seen them before, and they said, I'm going to marry that person. Well, let me tell you this. I know way more than you do on that same thing. Oh, I know lots of people that said they met their spouse the very first time and they said, I'm going to marry that person. Now, let me tell you something. We call that chemistry, but that's not love. You cannot love somebody that you do not know. You cannot love somebody. You can be attracted to somebody you do not know, but you cannot love somebody. Love cannot occur at first sight. You can have a strong attraction to an individual. You can meet an individual and be very strongly attracted to them, but that is not love. Okay, so love at first sight cannot occur. Number two, everyone together. yeah, no one's gonna say anything. I believe that the dating period between two people should be longer than the engagement period, and the answer is I don't know. What'd you put?
No, nothing.
The answer is true. You want to date long, be engaged short. You don't want long. By the way, just, hey, really being honest with you guys. Why don't you want long engagement periods? Why don't you want to be engaged long? You're going to get in trouble, aren't you? You are. You get engaged. A long engagement is not wise. You can date a long time, but once you get engaged, you ought to get married probably within 6-9 months, max. Number three.
Yeah.
Oh, we got to get going here. I believe that if one is to marry, that God has a particular person for them to marry, and he will guide them together if they take the proper steps, and the answer is... Okay, the answer is true, because I'm going to give you the 7 steps to perfect dating in just a moment. If you follow these 7 steps, you will find the right one if God has one for you. Number 4, I believe that people who sincerely love each other will not fight and argue, and the answer is
false,
right? The answer is false. I believe that teenagers are capable of genuine love.
True. What? We can love people.
The answer is true. The answer is true. Now, let me share this with you. What's your name?
Kaylee.
What is it?
Kaylee.
Okay, the answer is true, but let me do share this with you. The difference in the is not the love. The difference is the capacity of the love. When you're 15-year-old, can you actually love someone genuinely? Yes, but your capacity is probably a thimble. As you get older, your capacity grows. By the way, what expands your capacity? Hurt, suffering, heartache. If you don't get bitter, you will get better, and your vessel to love someone will grow stronger and larger. I wish I had time to explain that. But anyways, I believe that teenagers are capable of genuine love. The answer is true, but the capacity of that love is probably not that deep and that wide yet. Number 6, I believe that it is... All right, this is the best question of the whole test. This is the best question. I believe that it is easy to distinguish between real love from infatuation, and the answer is...
True.
The answer is false. Now, let me share this with you. If you're observing a couple, you can distinguish real easy. Man, they don't love each other. They're infatuated with each other. But let me tell you something. When you're in it, it is very difficult to distinguish real love from infatuation. When you're in it. And I wish I had time to explain. But we'll go to number 7. I believe that if a couple genuinely love, that condition is permanent and will last a lifetime, and the answer is? The answer is false. And I'm going to tell you this right now. Everyone look at me. You got to work at love. By the way, Revelation chapter 2 says we can leave our first love, right? If you can leave your love for Jesus Christ, believe me, you can leave your love for your spouse and someone you love. You've got to keep work. I've been married for 38 years. You got to work at love. It is not something like, well, Marilee and I loved each other August 16th, 1980, so that cake takes care of it. No. We have had to work at our love for a long time, 38 years, for 38 years. Are y'all with me? All right. Anyone get 100?
I did.
Are you serious? You got every one of those right? What is your name?
Cassie.
Cassie, I am very impressed. Did you really? All right. Okay, let's get going. We got it. Okay, 7 steps to perfect dating. So we're going to have a word of prayer. We're going to get started. You're going to have to write fast. I don't even know if we'll get all the blanks filled in, but you will get the 7 steps to perfect dating. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, thank you for the opportunity to share what we're going to share today. Kind of a different kind of lecture, but I do believe that there could be incredible results from this next 20 minutes, whatever we got. And so, Lord, may they listen well, may their hearts be open, and I pray, and I do ask in the name of Jesus Christ, that every one of these students would make a commitment today to these 7 steps, because, Lord, I do believe the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, that if we take the steps that all have a biblical foundation to them, that we will end up where you want us to be. So, Lord, help us with every one of these. We pray these things now in Jesus' name. And God's children said,
amen.
Oh, that was terrible. Give me a...
Amen.
All right, here we go. Step number one. It's better to wait and know it than to date and blow it. It's better to wait and know it than to date and blow it. Listen to Psalm 62, verse 5. My soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. Starting too soon is one of the dangers with dating. Being ready physically does not mean you are ready mentally or spiritually. Starting too soon is one of the dangers with dating. Being ready physically does not mean that you are ready mentally or spiritually. Be choosy. Make sure you have your parents' consent and a set of standards. We'll talk about that in a couple minutes. All right, everyone, look at me. What I'm about to tell you right now, what I'm about to teach you is not for you guys right now. The way that I'm going to define dating is a commitment to another individual. I'm not talking about sitting with someone in church or youth group or like that. I'm talking about there's a commitment. And here's a good way to define it. This is the, now, by the way, you can define dating any way you want. It's not a biblical term. So this is the way I'm going to define dating. These seven steps work for this kind of dating. A commitment where if somebody backed out of that commitment, there would be hurt. That's the kind of dating that I'm talking about. And I want to tell you this right now. Outside of our two college guys here, nobody in this room ought to be in that kind of relationship at this point in their life. No 15-year-old girl should be doing what I'm going to give you. Then why are you giving it to us? So that this is called prevention, not restoration, all right? I want, by the way, how many were here last night? All right, do you guys have any idea what you heard last night about being a wife and being a husband? Now's the time to hear it at 13 years of age. 16 years of age, what you guys heard last night is fabulous. Now you know what it is to be a husband. Now you know what it is and your role as a wife and what you're supposed to do. Now I want to tell you this. This lecture is not for you guys now. But now is when you need to make a commitment to this lecture. To say, you know what? If I ever get in a commitment, no 16-year-old guy needs to be in a commitment relationship that I'm talking about today. But this is the time you start this. It is better to wait and know it than to... Oh, come on, guys. It's better to wait and know it than to... date and blow it. Be choosy. Wait. Don't push into a relationship. My son ends up graduating from West Coast without a wife. How can you do that, man? You got the best selection in the world. He got married this past September. And I just want to tell you right now that it is better to wait and know it than to date and blow it. Do not get into a committed relationship without having these things. So everyone together, step number one to the seven steps of perfect dating. Step number one, everyone together, it is. I've never heard teenagers that quiet on that statement before in my entire life. So let's rip off the roof, okay? Number one, it is. Wow, you guys are tough, man. Number two, step number two. We got to skip over some stuff. Step number two. All right, you guys better get a hold of this one. Do not look for the right one. Be the right one, and you will find the right one. Isn't that a great one? Do not look for the right one. Be the right one, and you'll find the right one. Listen to Psalm 84:11. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Hey guys, you don't have to look for your spouse. You have to be the right kind of person. Don't look for the right one. Be the right one. You'll find the right one. Brother Shetler. Yeah, what you got? Well, you know, there is a scripture verse. Which one's that? He that findeth a wife findeth a good thing. So that kind of goes against your point. No, not at all. I go to the beach all the time. Whenever I go to the beach, I find the coolest things. Never in my life, my wife will prove this to you, never in my life do I ever go to the beach I don't come home with something. That may be it may be a seashell, it may be a piece of driftwood, it may be a couple big stones that were really cool. I never leave the beach without something. You go looking for something? No. But I always find something because I'm at the beach, all right? You don't have to look for your spouse. You have to be the right person. You don't have to look for the right one. Because if you are the right one, God will bring the right one into your life. You will find a wife, guys. It will be a good thing. But it isn't because you went out looking for your wife. It's because you were the right person. Don't look for the right one. Be the right one, and you'll find the right one. I was teaching when I was youth pastor years ago. I don't know why I did this, but our Sunday school classes broke up in gender. So I told the teachers, I said, you know what? I want to teach the 9th and 10th grade girls for a while. So it was a class of about 40 or so, and I had the 9th and 10th grade girls. So I was teaching them, and we did a little thing on friendship and dating. I said, hey girls, here's what I want you to do next week. Write down the characteristics that you want to see in the guy that you would marry one day, okay? I thought, oh, this will be kind of cool. So that week, the girls did it. We come back the next week, and they all got their little list with them. One girl, Rochelle, 5 pages. Front and back, 76 things she wrote down. 5 pages, front and back, 76 things she wrote down that she wants to see in the husband. I looked at that and I said, Rochelle, this is crazy. This is impossible. I'm already married. And then I said, hey, Rochelle, that was a good joke, guys. Okay, number two. I said, hey, Rochelle, listen to this. Rochelle, do you have any of these things in your life? Rochelle looks at me. Well, no, Pastor Scheller, that's why I want to see him in the guy I'm going to marry. It doesn't work that way, gang. It doesn't work that way. Don't look for the right one. Be the right one, and you'll get the right one. Y'all with me? So everyone together, step number two. Do not... Oh, that was pretty good, but not as good as this one's going to be. Everyone together, step number two. Do not be the right one, and you'll find the right one. A relationship is not based on what you can get, but rather on what you can give. Do you have in your life what you want to see in the one that you're dating? The closer you get, oh, this is really good. If I usually have a chalkboard here, I'll put God at the top, and I'll put you over here, and I'll put a question mark over here. Well, this is the coolest thing in the world, because as you get closer to God, you should be getting closer to the person God has for you. Don't look for the right one. Be the right one, and you'll find the right one. And God's children said, amen. Amen. Step number three. Oh, I like this one. How you get them is how you must keep them. How you get them is how you must keep them. Okay, if that's true, then what should you always be? How you get them is how you keep them. So what should you always be? Beautiful looking. Okay, well, that ain't going to happen, okay? So how you get them is how you keep them. So what should you always be? Kaylee, what? Yes, Kaylee, you're doing okay. Oh, she said, oh, well, speak out loud. I like response, okay? Yes, yourself. Be yourself, guys. If you're yourself, you don't, and by the way, that is very hard for teenagers to be. Why is it so hard for teenagers to be themselves?
We know who we are,
yeah. Kaylee, you are phenomenal. You are really, that's right, though. Hey, you guys are trying to figure out who you are, okay? But I am going to tell you something. Be yourself. Don't try to be somebody different. Because how you get them is how you keep them. I'm just being honest. If you got to get someone by being the best athlete in the world, boy, you better never have an injury. If you got to get them by looking really good, you better always be looking really good. If you got what, however you get someone is how you keep them. So if you get them by being yourself, that's all you ever have to be is yourself. Does that make sense? Y'all with me on that? Okay, let's go to the next one. Everyone together, step number three. How you... Hey, that was pretty good. That was pretty good. Step number four. Oh, I love this one. Dating should be a delight, not a duty. Dating should be a delight, not a duty. Everyone together? Dating
should be a delight, not a duty.
Oh, I like this one. Psalm 37, verse 4. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he'll give you the desires of your heart. Let me explain that verse, because that's the greatest verse in the Bible on knowing God's will for your life. It's the most misused verse, too. But it's really a cool verse. Delight, that's the condition of that verse. You cannot claim the promise if you're not delighting. But what does it mean to delight? It means that you're right and you're willing. You cannot delight in God if you're not right with God and willing to do whatever he wants. Delight thyself also in the Lord. Now listen, listen. And he, God, will give you the desires of your heart. They're not your desires, guys. If you're delighting in the Lord, he's putting on your heart the desire you want. Okay, so you get in this community relationship. You're 20 years old. You meet a girl. You meet a guy that's kind of nice. You got some interest together. You both know the Lord. And you start dating. And you're like, man, I really like him. I really like her. And you date for about 3 months. And to call her, to text him, to sit with him, just isn't. And then you start thinking, rest of my life? I mean, she's good. I mean, he's a nice guy. I mean, I don't know. Lord, I got to tell you something. I was even thinking about her the other day. Man, I kind of like, that guy was kind of interesting the other day. What's going on? I'll tell you what's going on. If dating's not a delight and it's become a duty, you need to get out of it. Well, Brother Shuttler, aren't you going to be breeding divorce? Yeah. Hold on. I came from a broken home, and I was walking across campus with my wife, who came from a missionary home. And one day, we were walking across campus, and we were seniors, and we'd been dating. And she was real quiet, and we were never quiet. I mean, we were always talking. And she was really quiet, and I said, Mary Lee, what's wrong? I said, honey, what's wrong? I got around in front of her, and I stopped her and I said, Mary Lee, what's wrong? And she says, I don't know if we can date anymore. Why? What's going on? Why can't we date anymore? Well, you know.
No, I don't know.
What's going on? She said, well, your family. I said, what are you talking about? Well, your mom and dad got a divorce. Yeah. Well, I'm just thinking, if your mom and dad got a divorce, maybe you're going to get a divorce. Whoa. Now, I can't say anything for a while. We walk all the way to the dorms. We get to the door of the dorm, and I open it for her, and I say this. Mary Lee, I don't know if you and I will ever get married, but I am going to tell you this. Because I came from a broken home, I want so badly to have my marriage last for a lifetime. I said, actually, coming from a broken home has given me a more of a motivation. Now, you hear me. You hear this. I had been in two other committed relationships. I think the Lord was trying to teach me things. I think I matured in those relationships. I think the Lord was saying, I never had a physical relationship with either one of those girls. I never had. We were extremely close. I think the one girl, Sherry, I think that we were both planning on probably getting married together. But I'm going to tell you something. If dating is not a delight and it's become a duty, you need to walk out of it. You say, well, Brother Shuttler, won't you do that in marriage? No, you will not. And I never one time have I struggled about, well, I'm not sure I still want to be married to Mary Lee. No, I knew what I said to God and I knew what I said to Mary Lee, and it's for a lifetime. But if you're in a dating relationship and you're not sensing, man, dating ought to be a delight, not a duty. Guys, if it's a duty, you're heading into some really tough water. Now, we don't have time to go through this, but I, as far as I know, I have never heard any directions on how to break off a relationship. You notice there's no blanks at all. I think there's one blank in there. I'll tell you when that is. But there is, I think I put down 8 things on how to do it quickly, get to the point, be positive, be firm. Do not let that person talk you out of it. Be final, be prepared, be tactful. Don't waste the lesson. Those are some great ideas if you need to get out of a relationship to follow that. Okay, dating should be a... Okay, let's try number 4 together. Everyone together, dating. Man, I love that Psalm 37:4. Step number 5. Oh, now this is the most controversial. This is where people argue with me. Here you go. You ready? What they are now, they always will be. Oh, Brother Shuttler, you don't actually believe that, do you? Oh, yeah, I do. What they are now, they always will be. Dr. Shuttler, have you ever heard of 2 Corinthians 5:17? Yeah, I think I put it down as one of the verses here. It should be there. It's not on there. I know 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Doesn't that disprove your point, Brother Shetler? No, not at all. Can people change? Absolutely. That's the power of the gospel. But you hear what I'm about to tell you. People's temperaments are formed by age 2. Paul is a completely different direction in person after Damascus. But his personality didn't change. As zealous as he was to kill Christians, he became that zealous to live for Christ. His personality didn't change. Now, you hear me. When you're in a dating relationship, you are seeing the tip of an iceberg. You are seeing the tip of an iceberg. If you're struggling with his excessive shyness, her disorganization, her lack of punctuality, his anger, if you are struggling with that in a dating relationship, my friend, you are seeing the tip of an iceberg. The whole iceberg is underneath it. Marriage doesn't change problems. Marriage magnifies them. If you're in a dating relationship and you're struggling with a temperament or a way a person is, my friend, you are seeing the tip of an iceberg, because what they are now, everyone together? Everyone together? What they are now? All right, here we go. Number 6, real quickly, every date's a possible mate. So date only believers. Be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? Hey, gang, every date is a possible mate. You've got to date believers. Make a commitment. I will never date anyone but a believer. And number 7, most important one, postpone all possibilities if parents are not perfectly pleased. Postpone all possibilities if parents are not perfectly pleased. I cannot tell you how many examples I have of this. Children, obey your parents in all things. It doesn't matter how old you are. You still, in the area of marriage, they hold the blessing. You postpone any relationship that mother or father do not approve of. Let your father be your protection, girls. Let her father be your guide, guys. Do not pray for your parents' hearts to change about the person, but rather pray that God changes that person. Parents have a radar. What if they're not saved? What if your parents are not saved? Does not matter. You postpone all possibilities if parents are not perfectly pleased. I have so many cool illustrations with this, but I am telling you, you do not go any further in a committed relationship if your mom and dad, they hold the blessing. You do not want to marry without your parents' blessing. Well, what if they say they don't even care? They still hold the blessing to your marriage. And you want that blessing. Postpone all possibilities unless parents are perfectly pleased. We're going to say it one time because you're going to say it as loud as you can. All ready? You ready? Number 7, postpone all possibilities unless parents are perfectly pleased. Let's have a word of prayer. Now, I know we've had to go quickly. But here's what I'm going to ask. I am going to ask something. Don't look for the right one. Be the right one. You'll find the right one. Hey. It's better to wait and know it, young person, than to date and blow it. Every head bowed, every eye closed. What they are now, they always will be. Dating ought to be a delight, not a duty. Now, I know that this lecture went very quickly, but I'm going to still ask for a commitment. How many of you in this room, heads are bowed, eyes are closed, between you and God, I'd like to pray for you. How many of you would say, you know what, Brother Shetler? At least one of the things that you said, I'm committing right now to God. I mean, everything happened really quick in here, but no. I'm not gonna look for the right one. I'm gonna be committed. I'm gonna be the right one. And I believe God will show me the right one. I make a commitment today in this room on April 21st that I will postpone all possibilities unless parents are perfectly pleased. If my parents aren't given the blessing, I will not go further in a committed relationship. God will bless you. God will bless you because of that. How many of you, God spoke to you about one or all of these, and you would say, April 21st, 2018, I made a commitment to some standards in my dating relationship. I will not get in a committed relationship without it going through a filter of all or some of these. God spoke to my heart. What they are now, they always will be. If I'm struggling with them, I'm going to walk out of that relationship. Dating ought to be a delight, not a duty. Man, every date's a possible mate. I'm saying to God right now, I am not going to date an unsaved believer. I'm not going to date an unsaved person. Brother Scheller, I really am committed to these things. And on April 21st, 2018, in a little room, I put some filters down about what commitment I would get into. I want God to hold me to these commitments. I want God to hold me to the things that I'm committing to right now. But I am serious about it. And I do. I absolutely am going to have this as a filter. If that's true, God spoke to your heart about one or all of these, would you raise your hand and say, God, I want that in my life. Amen. Amen. That's a good thing. It's a good decision, young people. Father, I thank you for the young people that are in here. I pray that the good principles from your word would go into hearts of every one of the young people and everyone that raised their hand just a moment ago. Lord, may they look back and they say, I set some standards and I will not get into a committed relationship if they do not follow these standards. Lord, they may have more than the ones I said. They may only picked up two or three of these. But Father, I pray they would hold to whatever they committed to. We pray these things in Jesus' name. God's people said, amen. All right, you're dismissed. Thank you.